News, I'm Daria Albinger. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg has requested a gag order for Donald Trump's upcoming hush money case. It's to prevent the former president from disclosing personal information about jurors. Yes, it was wrong, but there was no ill intent. That from the Pentagon about Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's delay in letting the White House and others know about his cancer diagnosis and that he would be hospitalized.
The review found that the deputy secretary was at all times positioned to perform all the functions and duties of the Secretary of Defense during the period of transfer from January 2 through 5, 2024. It also identified several process and procedural improvements that could be made.
Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder. The Supreme Court today heard arguments for and against laws in Texas and in Florida that prohibit social media companies from censoring political speech, specifically conservative. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The nation is paying attention to Wisconsin's new political maps. Former President Barack Obama tweets that Wisconsin made history by replacing one of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. Wisconsin Republicans say they plan to win over voters by taking better policy positions than Democrats. A new report finds a shortage of mental health professionals in the U.S. Stanford psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the lack of enough professionals means more patients are at risk for relapse or readmission.
If there's no clinicians out there to do the work and we keep referring people into a system and there's just not enough people there to treat them, like, we got to solve that problem too.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Madison police are investigating after a resident at the Dane County Jail was found dead in their cell Friday morning. They were discovered unresponsive just after 10:30. While medical staff performed life-saving efforts, they were ultimately unsuccessful. Per sheriff's office policy, an outside agency has to investigate the incident. There were no other updates as of noon Monday. About 2,200 people on Madison's east side will be exposed to potentially unhealthy noise levels due to the new F-35 fighter jets at Truex Airfield. The Dane County Regional Airport has released a draft of their first noise study. People living within the impacted noise zone, including two schools, will be exposed to an average of 65 to 75 decibels every day. The Federal Aviation Authority considers those levels incompatible with residential living. While the federal government is working to help soundproof nearby homes and businesses, funding has been slow going. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
Hi, I'm Mike Crute, and I've signed my share of commercial real estate leases. In Madison, I highly recommend Jeff Jansen from Altus Commercial Real Estate. Jeff guided me to my first radio station location on the west side. He helped us move to University Ave, and eventually Jeff set up the lease at the Civic Media World headquarters. No one works harder to provide options in commercial leasing. Call Jeff Jansen and his team at Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with another decisive win, 119-98 over the 76ers. They beat the Timberwolves over the weekend, the top team in the West. Giannis, with 30 points, went live after the game on ABC TV.
Bobby Portis was also mic'd up, and he said, the Bucks are starting to look like the Bucks again. Where would you say this identity is for this team under Doc Rivers at this point?
We got to keep on building good habits, and we just got to keep on playing hard. I think the last two games we've played hard. And that's who we are. When we don't play hard, we don't look like the Bucks. So I think Bobby's right.
The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. Baseball. Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Rockies in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy on his advice to his young team.
I always say, prepare to play good, treat yourself good. Which one do you think's the toughest? Treating yourself good. Kids, they still need help because they'll beat themselves up. They'll put their expectations so high. That's the part, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Do you have questions about whether legal cannabis is right for you? I'm Alan Robinson, co-founder of Herbal Aspect. Cannabis is my business, my vocation, and my passion. Schedule an in-person or virtual cannabis consultation with me, a $50 value at no cost, just for Devil Radio listeners. Receive personalized advice, benefit from my undivided attention, and I'll guide you through helping you make an informed choice among Herbal Aspect's extensive selection. And get 10% off your first purchase when you use the code DEVILRADIO at HerbalAspect.com.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road. Dom, it's a pure Michigan Monday edition.
Crudy, great to be with you in Michigan once again. Thank you, Aaron, stepping up on the board. Of course, our fair audience an hour earlier joining us. We appreciate all of you as well.
It's been a long time since we did a three-hour show.
I know. It's almost like work now.
It feels like the first time. You know, it was so long ago that we were three-hour virgins, Dom. But here we are again.
Down that road again.
Here we are again, and we're on the road again, Dom. The freedom. Pardon me, I keep wanting to just lead with freedom.
Freedom.
It feels right.
Freedom.
For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, thank you to our fine sponsor partner, Chad's Design Build.
Thanks, Chad.
Puts us on the road again, Dom. And you came with. Here we both are. And we're in Michigan, and there are stories that connect our two states, and it's not just the horse race, because the horse race ain't much of a horse race.
No.
And we'll tell you more about that in the 4 o'clock hour, Dom, but the connection between Wisconsin and Michigan, it's not just that both states look like, you know, Russ Feingold's hands, or maybe Bernie's mittens, I'm not clear, but, you know, we share this fake elector plot.
Oh, not like Michigan, not you know, Midwest states, not an affinity for fine beer.
Both Big Ten states.
Right.
We have good NFC North football
teams.
We
have a lot in common.
We do, and a fake elector plot. And the involvement of Kenneth Cheesebro. We've said this name a lot, Dom. And today, there's new news.
New news.
Regarding Mr. Cheesebro, and perhaps, Dom, perhaps he has perjured himself in his involvement with the Attorney General of the State of Michigan, the Michigan prosecutor's testimony that he has given. And a lot of this has been leaked to, apparently, CNN. We've had tapes of him giving the testimony, but he made representations that may or may not have been true, Don.
Maybe.
This is how it's being reported. Going to start with the Raw story. Always a great show when you could lead with the Raw story, Dom. More indictments await. Legal experts, plural, respond to Kenneth Cheesebro's secret Twitter account.
Uh-oh.
He had a clandestine Twitter account.
I wonder if his wife knew he had a secret Twitter account.
Donald Trump ally, an election-denying lawyer, Kenneth Cheesebro, has lied to Michigan prosecutors when he claimed he never used one of his social media accounts, a new report suggests. But he had a burner account, Dom, a burner Twitter account. I bet you got a burner Twitter account.
I do. It's called the Devil's Advocates. You can find it at Devil Radio.
Which contradicts what he told prosecutors.
Uh-oh. Now, if you're contradicting what you tell prosecutors, don't they have a word for that?
Yeah, I think it's called perjury. Harvard constitutional law professor Lawrence Tribe explained the revelation. It means Cheesebro's legal troubles have just begun, and it will likely mean more charges. Here's a quote. When Ken Cheesebro surfaced in this mess, at first, I felt a bit of pity for the guy. No more, Tribe wrote.
No pity.
Not only did he plot to overturn the constitutional transfer of power to the newly elected president, but he's been lying to pretty much everyone about his role. More indictments await. A little bit more from the quote, Tribe. Cheesebro's secret Twitter account could lead to serious felony charges in Michigan and will augment his eventual federal indictment by Jack Smith. This guy's in a huge heap of trouble that his guilty plea in Georgia barely touches. Barely touches, Dom.
Cody Cheesebro has been described as an architect of Trump's fake elector scheme after the 2020 election. He was charged as a co-conspirator in the Fulton County racketeering case alongside Trump, but he made a plea deal. Wonder if he was honest on that plea deal. CNN reported Monday that Cheesebro had a secret Twitter account called Badger Pundit.
Badger Pundit.
Spelled wrong.
I think that's
here.
A typo.
Yes, typo. Badger Pundit. On which he made dozens of posts involving the Trump election claims. He had told investigators that he did not use X Twitter, and dozens of the posts that he had made on it contradict statements he made about his role in the election subversion scheme, the report stated. Former federal and state prosecutor Eric Leeson agreed with Tribe, saying Cheesebro will likely face further charges. His quote, this should line up Cheesebro for prosecution in Michigan under their false statement statute, which, although seemingly less broad than his federal counterpart, could still cover this. Cheesebro was directly asked about this and denied other accounts as part of his Michigan debriefing. Those statements also contradict his exculpatory assertions. The failure to disclose also violates his cooperation agreement there. Cheesebro seems utterly discredited.
You know, I had wondered. It almost struck me that this Kenneth Cheesebro, the architect of the plan, was somehow going to get away with it simply by being the first rat. The first rat off the ship.
Yes.
And of course, when we've heard his testimony, and we've heard it because there's tapes, we've heard apparently recordings that I've always conjectured that they were recordings made by Cheesebro, self-serving recordings, right?
Yes.
Of course he wants to play what he told the prosecutors. But what if during the course of all these pleadings and these pre-offers, Dom, what if he was lying about just how involved and how supportive of these actions he was? Because the Twitter account, the Badger Pundit account, Dom, it was out there saying really positive things
yeah.
about this plan, this coup plan, right?
Molly Beck also reports on this very topic in the local Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of the account, this Badger Pundit account, tweeted more than 50 times that Pence could count the false Trump electors in the final tally, according to CNN. Cheesebro, and we affectionately call him Cheesebro.
Cheesebro.
We know it's Cheesebro, but we don't care. We're disrespecting him. Cheesebro. Don't be a Cheesebro. Cheesebro initially told Michigan prosecutors he felt misled by the Trump campaign about the fake elector plan. Does that sound familiar?
Andrew Hitt said something similar on 60 Minutes recently.
That he felt misled by the Trump campaign about the fake elector plan, but Crudy, the Badger Pundit account, also defended the plot. The blog associated with the social media account dates back to 2011, inspired by the Act 10 legislation that spun Wisconsin politics into turmoil. Attorneys for Cheesebro told CNN there's clearly a conflict between what Cheesebro told investigators and what he tweeted.
A conflict, a perjurious conflict, right? When you lied to the prosecutors, that's going to have some consequence, I suspect, Dom.
It just keeps getting worse. I guess more is coming to light. That's good. Why is it taking so long? But this is obviously good news if you care about transparency and you want, you know, see some justice done in this case. And I just don't understand. I guess I do understand the self-preservation or think you're going to get away with it. But if you're someone like Cheesebro and you specifically tell investigators, no, never on Twitter. Wasn't me. Well, I mean, you think that's not going to get found out? I mean, the fingerprints on the internet these days?
Well, you know, if you strongly deny it.
If you say it with conviction, it must be true. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Curdy and I are on the road. Oh, we got to mention our fine host here, the Rochester Corner Bar. Thank you, Chris, for allowing us to hang out here last night. Had a great dinner, had some drinks, had to figure out where
you're
we're going to
broadcast.
Had to figure out where we're going to broadcast from today. We reached out. He kindly allowed us to sit in the corner over here like we normally do.
Sit in the corner. Mind your own business. Yeah. Be quiet.
So we appreciate that. Perhaps we'll talk to Chris later today. But you can also join us on the road on the phones at 844-967-2789. Amazing, Crudy. We're in Michigan, and now we're talking about a guy from Wisconsin who lied to investigators in Michigan.
And he was part of the larger underlying plot, the architect, one might say, and I thought he was going to get away with it, Dom, simply by being the first and greatest sellout.
The first canary to sing.
But he couldn't just tell the truth and nothing but the truth. He had to paint himself as, you know, a little less complicit.
Well, but if you have these guys using the same excuse, I felt misled by the Trump campaign, or
yes,
the lawyers said we could do all this. It's hard for me to believe that these very well-educated, highly paid political operatives just didn't know what they were doing. I mean, it's one thing for that 80-year-old Michigan guy. I almost believe that guy. Guys like Andrew Hitt, guys like Kenneth Cheesebro, no, man. Hard to believe.
Maybe it's the law degrees. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, they were at the very highest levels of leadership. In Chesbro's case, he was the architect of the coup attempt. And in the case of Andrew Hitt, he still is highly paid legal counsel offering political representation in the state of Wisconsin, yet somehow he was boom-swoggled.
And scared.
At the advice of Trump's counsel, which my understanding was Rudy Giuliani, and if I understand correctly from his bankruptcy filings, now I'm talking about Rudy
Giuliani. Yeah.
He got stiffed on the coup work. The legal work that Rudy performed to undertake a coup is still outstanding from the Trump campaign.
If he doesn't get paid for it, is it not complicit? Hey, man, that's an outstanding bill. You can't blame me for that.
You know, you can't even say I was their counsel. I mean, they never paid me anything.
It's over 120 days old, man. It's going to collections.
They only paid some of Rudy's expenses. Not even all of Rudy's expenses, because you know they're probably some excess bar expenses on Rudy's tab.
You think?
I suspect we might have a few here at the Rochester Corner Bar before the night's over. We are in Michigan, pure Michigan, broadcasting live down. We're on the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, and you can come with. Join us on the phones in a three-hour edition. Aaron helping us, screening your calls lightly. Well, this feels like the first time all over again. Go gentle on us. 844-967-2789. Back from Michigan. Stick around. I know you will.
Open up the door. Won't you open up the door? Yeah. Feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. I didn't want to bug you.
Brian, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
About the house
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street.
I'm home on
the
Friday.
The Devil's Advocates.
Had to tell the landlady I done lost my job.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom and Crude on the road for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, bringing us to the Rochester Corner Bar in the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. Love it here in Michigan. Primary going on tomorrow. That's why the Devils are here today. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
And Dom, you dragged me down to Detroit, down to Cadillac Square today. We met some folks. We'll share a little of the Man on the Street Monday stuff a little bit later in the big show. But let's look back across the pond, Lake Michigan, if we will, at the great state of Wisconsin, Dom, because, you know, we've talked about the big lie has sort of lived on. The big lie, of course, being that it was rigged and somehow Donald Trump lost this election. Hell, it was stolen from him. That's the big lie, to my perception.
Yes.
And it undermines so much of the politicking going on, right? And one of the big issues here in the state of Wisconsin, we sit in Michigan, but we turn our attention to Wisconsin, is the absentee ballots that always get counted on election day at the end of the night. And then we see this ballot dump, as it's sometimes called. And Dom, I remember fondly sitting with you at the Roman Coin on election night in November of 2018, when the late ballots came in and they turned against Scott Walker and the wanker went in the rearview mirror, and it was a glorious night, and it went far too late in the evening, but we were celebratory.
And that what were we waiting for?
Evening.
We knew.
Waiting
yeah.
for the Milwaukee County absentee ballots to come in, and sure enough, when they did, it was numerically significant enough to flip, quote-unquote, from Walker to Evers.
Now, even in the terms, though, to say flip it implies something. To say a ballot dump implies something. These there's no flipping. The score is the score. It may change, but there's no flipping. No ballot dump. These ballots are there. They're just not allowed to be counted beforehand.
Well, not under current law. So seems like, you know, we should have some bipartisan support because, of course, counting these ballots late at night and then having the specter of a recount or whatever the case may be, for otherwise, just people that are dedicated elections officials. And we have so many of them in the state of Wisconsin. We have like 1,835 decentralized elections locations. And there's a lot of ballots to count, right?
Yes.
And then you add on the absentee ballots. You can't start counting them until the polls close under current law. And it gets to be a really late night. And then like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, Milwaukee County comes in, Dane County comes in. And the math seemingly turns from red to blue. Because all the reds, at least especially of late during the pandemic years, well, they were only voting in person. They didn't like these absentee ballots. Implies you're weak somehow. If
well,
you
I mean, if
don't
you
want
believe,
to go out to the polls during a pandemic.
If you believe the former president, he literally says that there's fraud. There's fraud. Absentee ballots cause fraud. Or if it's involved, it's fraud. Fraud, fraud, fraud.
Well, okay. So that brings us to today and a resolution, a proposed piece of legislation that would solve the problem. Let them count the ballots earlier.
Well, wait. I mean, this is good governance. We have a problem counting the ballots. Maybe start them a little earlier, and then they won't have to worry about doing it so late at night, and it won't have the specter of impropriety.
Well, that'd be a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. The Senate author of the bill, your buddy, Devin
LeMahieu,
has killed the bill, or at least he's not advancing it forward. And apparently it's because of the concerns of your senator, Dan Knoedl, who expressed it was really about the concerns and I want to make sure I get this properly, Dom. Let me check my notes here. The concerns of the, what, the alleged felonious election rigger, Janelle Branchen.
Rep Janelle Branchen.
Rep Janelle Branchen. Yes. It's her concerns that underlie Knodel's concerns, which are the reason that LeMahieu won't bring the bill he authored to the floor that would actually solve the problem, because the woman that would rig elections in the state of Wisconsin, at least financially, had no qualms breaking campaign finance rules.
According to the Wisconsin Ethics Commission last week.
And she's the same one that thought, what, we should have overturned the certified outcomes of Wisconsin's last election, the 2020, you know, because she didn't like the outcome. Felt like it was a jam job for her guy. Because he said it a lot, and she's seemingly quite gullible.
Now, does her credibility...
Corrupt, depending on your point of view.
Maybe both.
Can it be both?
I think it can be. Does the credibility of Rep. Branchen be called into question if she's going to so obviously, feloniously circumvent campaign finance limits? To what? To get their mega candidate, Adam Steen in this case, in order to satisfy Donald Trump, because what, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss didn't do exactly what Donald Trump wanted to do?
Well, I think you're starting to catch on now.
I'm seeing this. I think you'd have to question her credibility. I think you'd have to question her motives. You certainly have to question whether or not you would hold up a perhaps bipartisan bill, which I think it would be if people want to solve this problem. Maybe you shouldn't be concerned about what Janelle Branchen is concerned about.
Well, here's a little of the coverage from the Journal Sentinel. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu is signaling he won't seek a vote on a bill that would allow election clerks to start processing absentee ballots the day before Election Day, despite once authoring the proposal himself. I am so against this bill, I wrote. Down by refusing to bring the bill to the floor before lawmakers and adjourn for the year, Senate Republicans are leaving open the door for more false claims by former President Donald Trump about the integrity of Wisconsin's elections.
Oh, there we go. There's the motivation.
Plausible rigging. We want to be able to make the accusation because you know he's not going to win. And just after losing re-election in 2020, Trump claimed late-night ballot dumps in Milwaukee were to blame for his loss, falsely implying illegal votes were cast. Election workers, including in Milwaukee, may not count absentee ballots until Election Day. In Milwaukee, that means processing at times more than 100,000 ballots while also administering the polls. Very uncomplicated, right? Why would we seek this pressure, this bottleneck? Well, of course, so Trump can claim it's rigged again. The absentee ballots in Milwaukee and several other Wisconsin cities are counted at a central facility, and the ballots' results are posted all at once. During large elections, like the presidential in 2020, results are often not ready until, let's call it, late at night. Yeah, I remember a few of those late nights, Tom. And Trump used this practice to falsely claim that large postings of results were instead a fraudulent dump, much like he does in his Depends, allegedly, Dom, of ballots to doom his re-election. And clerks and bipartisan lawmakers have pushed lawmakers to allow them to start processing absentee ballots the Monday before Election Day to prevent voter confusion and conspiracies that result from large amounts of ballots being processed late and added to total, sometimes changing which candidate is in the lead. As one would predict if one looked at the simple number of outstanding absentee ballots that had not yet been counted.
How does Milwaukee County, Dane County, how do they traditionally vote? And can you extrapolate what a predictive number would be? Probably.
Come back with us. Pure Michigan. Dom and Kroot on the road again for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thanks, Chad's Design Build. Thanks, Rochester Corner Bar, for hosting us. We'll come back here. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. We like a party. We're gonna have a political one right now.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Apparently, the phrase "no rest for the weary" applies to Wisconsin maple syrup production this year. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Our Wisconsin maple syrup producers got a historically early start on tapping trees this year, some in the sugar bush already by the end of January. And even though we're going to see temperatures spike up into the 60-degree range this week, Jesse Wagner, owner and operator of the Woods Sugar Bush in Manitowoc, says the season will likely continue.
It's short-lived. It's only for 1 or 2 days that we can handle. It's like towards the end of March when we get the 60 degrees for extended periods of time that is concerning and draws our season to an end. So for 1 or 2 days, I'm not really worried about it. A couple days ago, we were like 55 degrees, almost 60 degrees, and that don't hurt us.
Jesse Wagner, owner and operator of the Woods Sugar Bush in Manitowoc, he said being able to tap trees as early as they did this year brought a lot of sugar bushes what they call bonus sap, that turns into, hopefully, healthier bottom lines on overall production.
Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin partners with schools throughout the state to highlight programs that share the stories from the farm to the nutritious dairy products that land on the table for students to enjoy, thanks to your checkoff dollars. Janet Clark, dairy farmer and chair of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board, explains the impact that your checkoff dollars have.
As a dairy farmer, I love being able to go to sporting events, even at the local level, and seeing our partnership with WIAA and that chocolate milk as a recovery drink. And being able to then go to the state tournament and see that chocolate milk available for these athletes and being able to share with them the benefits of what dairy has for them. It's being able to connect with that next generation of consumer, showing them that not only is dairy really good for you, but dairy farming is really great for our state, for our community, and for our environment. I love being able to be involved in Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and our checkoff program. The programs that they are offering to our consumers in order to market on behalf of us Wisconsin dairy farmers is next to none and award-winning.
To learn more, check out wisconsindairy.org.
And a farm in northeast Wisconsin has been selected the Organic Farmers of the Year. Full Circle Community Farm was recognized during the annual Marble Seed Organic Farming Conference that wrapped up Saturday in La Crosse. Full Circle Community Farm initially started out as an organic dairy back in the late 1990s. Now it's pivoted to providing grass-fed beef as well as organic produce to the community. Rick Adamski, along with his partner Valerie Dantoin, their son Andrew Adamski, Heather Toman, and Scott Rosenberg are the active partners that make Full Circle Community Farm outside of Seymour the Organic Farmers of the Year. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Monday. More available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Wildly warm for winter as winds whip out of the south, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, surging our highs under sunny skies into the mid-60s, breaking record daily highs. The heat's on repeat for tomorrow, too, before the storm strikes. Currently, it's 64.
Hi, I'm Mike Crute, and I've signed my share of commercial real estate leases. In Madison, I highly recommend Jeff Jansen from Altus Commercial Real Estate. Jeff guided me to my first radio station location on the west side. He helped us move to University Ave, and eventually Jeff set up the lease on the Civic Media World headquarters. No one works harder to provide options in commercial leasing. Call Jeff Jansen and his team at Altus Commercial Real Estate at 608-338-1101.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
tripping with my two favorite allies.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road again in Michigan, pure Michigan. That's what we're bringing you here. We are at the Rochester Corner Bar, Rochester. That's just outside Detroit. This is your old stomping grounds around here, man. Right, Don?
I lived right up the road from here for many years.
It was very interesting. When we arrived at Cousin Joe, as he's affectionately called on the radio, when we arrived at his beautiful home, and he's got a bit of a McMansion, him and Nancy. He is, what, a Chrysler executive or something related to the
auto industry.
Highfalutin parts of the auto industry. And he actually got me a green sheet. Thank you, Cousin Joe. And we're not even cousins, so he must be a big shot. But I got to his house last night, and he said, "Welcome to my home." And I said, "For the third time."
I know. Can you believe it, dude?
It's the third presidential cycle that we've come to Michigan. And, Dom, I don't think there's the same amount of excitement. Some of the luster of these primary have worn off here. And I think probably because they're not competitive. Last couple times around, when we came to Michigan, Michigan meant something. Unless you're holding out hope for a Nikki Haley, you know, Hail Mary pass, I don't think there's going to be a lot of doubt about what happens here in the state of Michigan. But I want to talk about your cousin Joe's wife, Nancy. And I was quite impressed to learn Nancy is the mayor pro temp of Rochester, Michigan.
Yeah.
She's very involved in the local politics. Yes. And mayor pro temp means effectively, should the mayor have some health consequence, something, it's like being the vice mayor.
Right.
She's the vice president mayor. She's the spare. But as fate would have it, today, she is the acting mayor of Rochester, Michigan. Apparently, the number one guy is a little under the weather. He's got something of a stomach flu.
And there's a council meeting tonight.
So she's in charge. And she is very active in the local politics.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's clear to me that she really likes this. And she brought us over here, this Rochester Corner Bar. And Chris, the proprietor here, was bragging about his experience with the community of Rochester and what a positive interaction as a small business owner. And he's like, "Man, you should have seen some of the messes we had to clean up." And he meant remodeling this restaurant. It's turned into a very nice space.
A very old building. A lot of work to do here.
A lot of remodeling. A lot of interactions with the administration, the bureaucracy.
Inspectors and all that.
And Chris had very nice things to say about the way Rochester worked. And he was less complimentary of some of the surrounding communities who he had also interacted with and said they have a, let's just say, a differing attitude towards small business.
Right.
So he loves it here. And this is a nice community, man.
Rochester's a beautiful little town, yeah.
And all the restaurants are nice, and the downtown area is beautiful. And Nancy is so clearly involved in her local politics. But I teased her a little bit. We saw her before we came to do the big show today. And I said, "Nancy, you know, some of the people here in Michigan have been a little coy about their politics. What is your politics, if I may ask?" And she said, "My politics are local, local, local."
Yes.
And that was
I would say this. Very involved in local governance.
Yes.
I think stays away from some of the politics. That's, you know what I mean?
Governance, you mean, yeah, the actual getting of stuff done.
Yes, absolutely.
As opposed to the comparing ideologies and fighting from our respective blue and red corners.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
I would agree. She is in the business of getting things done for her constituents, and it was so obvious to me. And she clearly takes some pride in the fact that while we were here, she was the acting mayor.
Today she is, yes.
Almost wonder if she slipped him a Mickey or something. Like, "Hey,
come on,
have a couple extra cocktails with Sunday night dinner. I got family in town. I want to be a big shot for a day." So congratulations, Cousin Nancy, the acting mayor of Rochester, Michigan, and a very politically involved local person. And, you know, when we went into Detroit today, normally I make you drive me straight to a diner, right? Got to go get the local eggs.
Yep.
See what's at the diner. I usually can get some fresh fruit, some crepes or something. I went with some very patriotic French toast today.
Yeah, very
red, white, and blue. Yeah, I had the blueberries and the white cream and some red sauce.
It looked about 1,200 calories, yes.
Oh, it looks very patriotic. The real Americans eat patriotic French toast. See what I did there with
the French toast? I see that.
But
USA toast.
Some of the neighbors sitting next to us, three gentlemen joining each other, and they had clearly finished their meal, so I didn't mind approaching them. You know, I'm not panhandling. I just wanted to talk to the people.
Not today. You got to say
not today. So I did. I asked this group, and the first one that responded said, "I didn't know there was a primary tomorrow."
Right.
And the second gentleman that responded said, "I am aware, and I early absentee voted, but, you know, leave us alone. We're enjoying each other's company," or whatever. He was nice, but, you know, he didn't want to be interviewed. He didn't want to be interviewed about his politics. And that kind of became a theme of some of our day in Detroit today. A lot of people, you know, they said they had some political opinions, but they were less interested in expressing them.
Well, perhaps not sharing them with some stranger off the street.
But we've never had that problem before.
Very rarely.
I throw my dimples at people. I give them the charming crudy.
Well, you got to keep asking, right?
I smile.
And you usually get them.
But here's why I tell the story, and we'll get to you on the phones. Just a moment. Be patient. Totter Billy, you're first in the queue, so you better be patient at 844-967-2789. Here's the point. Immediately after I said, "Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. You know, don't mean to bother you," and sat back down. But now I'm like 3 feet away from him, right? I can still hear these guys talking. Right. And I was proud of nothing else. The one guy that had voted early absentee said that, you know, there were some local issues on the ballot, and he wanted his friends to be considerate. And, you know, you can get a Democratic primary ballot, or you can get a Republican primary ballot.
So literally educating them how it worked. Yeah.
And myself, and this term they use locally, millage. The schools have a millage, which is similar to a referendum in Wisconsin. Only my impression, only because Mayor Pro Tem Nancy was explaining this, they must have one in Rochester as well. Part of the millage is to continue the funding mechanism, make it an ongoing thing. At least that's my takeaway as Nancy explained it to me. I heard this gentleman explain to his neighbors, and he talked about voting in Camden. He said, "In Camden, we've got a millage. It's on the ballot. I think you should vote for it." You know, that is obviously support the public schools. And, you know, I pointed out in the state of Wisconsin for so often, Dom, because of the gerrymandering, and this is the way I tried to explain our politics to the Michiganders, who maybe look and say, "Well, you know, you're blue at the top of the ticket. You got Tony Evers. You got Josh Call. Hell, you got Tammy Baldwin. How'd you end up with Ron Johnson?" I said, that's a longer story. But then you look at our congressional delegation. It's 6 Republicans and 2 Democrats. Well, that's gerrymandering, at least in part. And you look at the state legislature, and it's 2/3 Republican, yet they rarely win a statewide election. Republicans do. You know, they get 45% of the vote, and they get 66%.
Doesn't seem right.
Well, that's because it's the most partisan gerrymander in America. And the will of Wisconsinites doesn't often come through the legislative actions of these Republicans. Even what Republicans express is their will isn't reflected in the legislation coming through these houses. And I'm looking at you, Robin Voss. But the kicker in the state of Wisconsin, and this was the old trick all the way back to Scott Fitzgerald days, and I had a friend who was a school administrator, and he got up there in front of these Republican leadership, and they said it aloud, "We're never going to raise your revenue. We'll make you raise your own taxes."
Right.
You can go raise your own taxes through referendum, and we're never the bad guys. Well, in the state of Michigan, I was encouraged, if nothing else, when they talked about local politics and just being civically minded, everyone thought it was a good idea to vote for the millage for their local schools to continue to, you know, fund through the local mechanisms.
Yes, that's the rate on their taxes. That's the millage rate is the rate that they pay per property taxes. So if that rate goes up, then they're funding more towards the schools.
844 967-2789. Totter Billy still there?
Nope, we lost
him.
Oh,
man, Totter. now you got me. Now you got me disillusioned for all other callers for a while. 844-967-2789. But we came to this nice restaurant last night, and, you know, I ate my share, and I had some cocktails. And then we went back to Cousin Joe and Nancy's house. And, Dom, their basement.
The 80s basement.
Has evolved. I mean, I've been glorious to the house three times. Last time was 4 years ago during the presidential cycle. First time around, we went to Flint, Michigan for a debate. We stayed by Joe and Nancy's house. That was the Bernie Sanders-Hillary Clinton debate. I got to ask Bernie Sanders that day, Bernie, you're going to win Michigan. Ask me on Tuesday night. Well, unfortunately, by Tuesday night, Bernie was down in Florida with some seaweed in his teeth, but he was on the TV expressing his victory in the state of Michigan. And that was an unexpected victory during the Democratic presidential primary. And, of course, in 2020, Joe Biden was here, and we saw this happen later in the presidential cycle, did we not? I forget precisely. I believe we were here, and Biden and many of the others were debating, and it was at the Red Wing Stadium. And
we were downtown, yeah.
Yeah, we saw Ben Wickler, the Wisconsin Democratic Party chair. We introduced him to a few friends. He was still newer at that time in that role, but I think that was probably early fall of 2019.
It was nice out. Yeah, it wasn't cold like Flint.
No, and we did have an opportunity at that trip to interview Dana Nessel through a little nepotism on your side.
Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, so call Tommy, see if we can get Dana Nessel on the show tomorrow before we roll out of Michigan. But we're here for the primary, and I got to tell you, Dom, I didn't feel that same energy on the streets, but it's not a competitive primary here in the state of Michigan. And in fact, some of the action and some of the questions I did ask of people on the street, there's a movement underway to undermine the president in his basically unchallenged Democratic primary, right?
Send a message.
Send a message. And the message was much like Nikki Haley had to deal with, and I believe that was in the primary in Nevada, where none of the above or none of these candidates was a choice and actually beat Nikki Haley. There are many young progressives here in the state of Michigan and those that would be a little disillusioned by U.S. foreign policy currently in regards to Gaza, those that are Palestinian supportive. There's a movement afoot to vote non-committed.
Uncommitted.
Uncommitted, to effectively say none of the above in the Democratic primary, to send a message of sorts. And we'll see what sort of numbers, how impactful this movement has been. But when I asked people about it, people seemed a little sour on the whole movement. They didn't like this idea. And most of the people we spoke to were older. We met many African-Americans in Cadillac Square in Detroit. This was, at least demographically, probably a better sample of Americans than we're often able to find. You know, certainly at a Trump rally. And
Or Iowa,
yes. Demographically, a lot more people and a lot more African-Americans, and a lot more Biden-supportive. But no one seemed too keen on this idea. And maybe it's because we didn't find any young progressives to talk to us on the street today, Dom. But I didn't see a lot of support for, you know, sticking it to Biden.
The campaign, according to Time magazine, called Listen to Michigan, encouraging voters to vote uncommitted, quote-unquote uncommitted, in the state's primary as tomorrow. A quote, the Democratic primary election is an opportunity to question whether the incumbent genuinely holds the support of his own party's base. It's gotten significant support, according to Time magazine, endorsed by Detroit's Metro Times and the Democratic Socialists of America's local and national chapters.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, road tripping, purely Michigan-style primary tomorrow in the state. I'm not sure if many of them have heard. Maybe it's the lack of TV advertising. Now, some of the other primary states I've been to, like Nevada, Iowa, I'd seen the ads. I haven't seen too many political ads. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be back. Your smiling eyes are just a
miracle. You're listening. listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live on the road, Rochester Corner Bar for the Law of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you, Chad's Design Build. You can join us on the road. Wrapping up our first of 3 hours, 844-967-2789.
You know, our friend John Nichols at the Cap Times writes on this very topic. Michigan Democrats want to send Biden a message about Gaza. I'm going to read a little from John's column again at the Cap Times. Former Michigan U.S. Rep. Andy Levin is a veteran union organizer who comes from one of Michigan's most prominent Democratic families. He knows Joe Biden, and he supported the president in the past. He wants very much to see Donald Trump defeated in November. But Levin is not urging Michigan Democrats to vote for Biden in the state's primary tomorrow, Democratic presidential primary. Instead, he's arguing they should cast an uncommitted vote in order to signal to the president that he must end U.S. support for Israel's assault on Gaza, which has left almost 30,000 Palestinians dead. Levin, who during his time as a member of the House, emerged as one of Congress's most ardent advocates for peace and justice in the Middle East, is one of many Michigan Democrats who worried that Biden could lose the battleground state this fall, and with it the White House, because of the president's refusal to demand a ceasefire in Gaza and his ongoing support for U.S. military aid to Israel. Here's a quote from Levin, his father, a former senator. As a Michigander, I'm concerned about the impact that Biden's funding of Israel's war will have on our fight against Trump and for democracy. I'm hearing from so many, especially young people, the thousands of innocents dying under U.S. bombs and warplanes makes them feel ashamed. A little bit more here, Dom. Levin's not alone in worrying that the Biden administration's support for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government and the war it launched in Gaza following the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on Israelis, the Israelis' kibbutz and musical festival, will prove so unpopular in Michigan, a state with a large and politically influential Arab-American population, that Biden could lose in November to Trump. U.S. Rep. Rashida Tlaib, a Palestinian-American Democrat who represents communities with some of the largest Muslim populations in the United States, has warned American Muslims and Arab Americans do not feel represented by our government right now. And Levin, who's a Jewish American who has clashed with the Netanyahu-aligned political groups, such as the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. Tlaib is a Palestinian-American who was one of the first two Muslim women elected to the U.S. House. They're trying to send Biden a message about the moral urgency of supporting a ceasefire in Gaza and about the political urgency of addressing the concerns in Michigan, the concerns of Michigan voters regarding the assault on Palestinians. Both of them are supporting the Listen to Michigan campaign that urges voters in the state's Democratic primary to skip over Biden's name and support the uncommitted option on the ballot This is the way you can raise our voices, Tlaib said in a video. Right now, we feel completely neglected and just unseen by our government. Tlaib, who actively campaigned for Biden in the fall of 2020, says she backs an uncommitted vote in the primary because it's also important to create a voting bloc, something that is a bullhorn to say enough is enough. And we don't want a country that supports war and bombs and destruction. We want to support life. We want to stand up for every single life killed in Gaza. Dom, the Listen to Michigan campaign has gained significant traction as the primary approaches. It is backed by more than 30 Democratic elected officials, including Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamad, who leads a city with one of the largest Arab American populations in the U.S., and State Rep Abraham Alasha. I'm not sure that I got that right. The party's majority leader in the State House of Representatives and the Listen to Michigan effort has also been endorsed widely by the circulated Metro Times newspaper in Detroit, and it got the backing of Detroit's well-established Democratic Socialist of America local and the national progressive group Our Revolution. In a letter to 87,000 Our Revolution supporters in Michigan, Levin wrote, "We need to send President Biden a message. We are outraged by a U.S. complicity in the destruction of Gaza, the killing of thousands of civilians, including more than 10,000 children, and it must, all caps, stop." While the letter expressed opposition to Biden's policies, it was not an anti-Biden missive. In fact, Levin wrote, our Rev supporters can push Biden to change course on Gaza now and increase his chances of winning Michigan in November because we must defeat the right-wing Trump agenda. It's hard to see how Biden can beat Trump without Michigan. That's because the state is part of the blue wall, you know, along with Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, that has proven to be critical for Democratic presidential prospects in recent years. In 16, Democrat Hillary Clinton lost the blue wall states to Republicans, and Trump became president. In 2020, Trump lost the states to Democrats, and Biden became president. This year, Biden is holding his own in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, but he's trailing in Michigan. In every poll published since November, Trump held the lead, sometimes by as much as 8 to 10 points. Biden's weakness with Arab American voters, young voters, and others who are concerned about Gaza is seen as a key explanation for why he's having trouble in Michigan, a state where he carried in 2020 by more than 150,000 votes. I'm going to remind Wisconsinites, that was not the margin in our state. In a state where Democrats controlled the governorship, other statewide posts, and the legislature, that suggests Levin is why Michigan Democrats are trying to get a message to Biden with the uncommitted campaign. I feel this is the existential for Joe Biden's political survival. I don't see how he wins re-election without winning Michigan, and I don't see how he wins Michigan without changing course. So says our friend John Nichols, of course, at the Cap Times and the Nation nationally.
Crudy, on this very topic, apparently Time Magazine reported that Dearborn alone has seen 6,000 requests for absentee ballots compared to 2,200 in 2020. Perhaps some increase in the uncommitted voters. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze in Dave from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Dave. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, hi. How are you? Regardless of what we think about whether or not there should be a truce, I mean, not a truce, but a ceasefire, I want to say that, you know, when there's decisions against the state of Israel made by the United States, and there's a lot of them, there have been historically, the Jewish community has never wavered from voting for Democrats. In fact, former head of the Barney Frank, former head of the Finance Committee, used to say the two most reliable voters are the Jews and the gays. He was a gay congressman from.
No, I remember Barney Frank had the opportunity to interview him once upon a time. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Come back. Hour two is next.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A big meeting tomorrow at the White House. President Biden wants to talk to congressional leaders about border security and aid.